We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Dave Brock. Good morning, Coach Brock.
Good morning.
Impressive victory for you guys last Thursday as you open up at home with a 56-14 win over Delaware State. Give me your impressions on the victory.
Well, I certainly was pleased with how hard we played coming out of the gate. You know, we had incredible student support. I mean, the place was rocking. There were probably 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 students at the game. So it was a great environment, great atmosphere to open up on a Thursday night. You know, I thought we did the things that we really needed to do. We played really good fundamental football. We tackled. We closed space on defense. We played physical. We took the ball away. And then offensively, you know, I thought we played really physical. We dominated the line of scrimmage and we're able to run the football like we hoped to be able to and had, you know, probably 12, 13, 14 explosive plays in the run game and pass game. So just very pleased with how we were able to come out and get the opener under our belt and play really hard and physical. And it was a good start for us.
How much momentum do you think you can take from such a dominant win with your next three here on the road?
Well, I think you take it day by day. Obviously, the one thing you really like about a Thursday night game is you really get an opportunity to steal a couple days of rest for the players. You know, training camp is brutal. I don't care who it is, what team it is. Hard on the players physically and mentally. You play Thursday night. We were able to give the players off on Friday. We were able to give them off yesterday. Steal a little bit on Lafayette on Saturday, and then, you know, we'll have a full day, you know, full, like, Tuesday practice today. So not only do you get out of the gates the way you want, but you get the players a little bit of a mental and physical break, and you still get a little bit extra prep for Lafayette, which we'll need, and we'll take them one at a time. We're focused on Lafayette and going on the road and playing well.
Got a couple media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Erica.
Yes, your first question is from Christopher Heidel from SM Sports Radio.
Hey, Coach Brock, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing great. Sorry I wasn't there last Thursday for the game. I had a family. I finally got a niece in the family now, so I'm an uncle. So that's pretty cool. Yes. Talk about this game coming up against Lafayette. They're 1-0. What do you see getting ready for this game on film, and what are things you had to work on after last week's game against Delaware State?
Well, you watch them on film, and you know, they certainly present some problems offensively. You know, they played more tempo offense than they had in the past. They had always had it in their package, but it certainly seemed to be more of an emphasis. You know, for the first game, their passing game was certainly in very good form up there and threw a lot of completions, made a lot of plays, have a couple guys that look like can be dangerous if they get the ball in their hands. You know, so watching them, you know, compete offensively, they did a really good job. Then defensively, you know, they were similar to us. They took the ball away a bunch, you know, very opportunistic, you know, and created a lot of opportunities for themselves. So when they needed to dig down and go get it late in the game, they were able to get two touchdown drives and put the game away. You know, so I think we'll have our hands full. I think it's an experienced group of players up there, very physical. I think they have some skill on the perimeter, but they're a big, strong, physical team. So, you know, we're gonna line up and try to go after them at the line of scrimmage and see how it goes.
And the other question about after last week's game against Delaware State, is there anything you got to work on? Because it seems like you guys had everything clicking perfectly.
Well, as you know, nothing's ever perfect. So, you know, I think we had we dropped a you know, walk-in 60-yard touchdown pass, so we got to be able to finish some explosive plays in the passing game. You know, we turned the ball over once offensively, which we don't want to do. You know, we had one kickoff return get out on us on special teams and missed a field goal. So I think there's plenty of things that you know, you can take away from that game. We're going to have to play a complete game. You know, we really were in a – you know, we only ran the ball. We probably only threw the ball twice in the second half. You know, the game was over a couple minutes into the third quarter, and we were just trying to get out of the game. So we're going to have to be able to put together 60 minutes against Lafayette and you know, make plays in the second half and dig down deep and grind through a game. And we look forward to the challenge.
Well, have a good practice this week.
Thank you.
And your next question is from Kevin Crisolona from DelawareOnline.com.
Happy Labor Day, Dave. Just curious to see what Mario Farinello's injury status is and if there's anybody else who may not be available this week.
You know, Mario won't be available this week. and Peter Thistle, who is a reserve offensive lineman who was playing in the fourth quarter, was also injured. He won't be available. Everybody else is either up for the game or you know, will be evaluated through the week. So we came out of it, you know, relatively healthy. You know, went into the game as healthy as we've ever been. So still feel really good about where we are health-wise. Disappointed, obviously, for Mario and Pete. You know, getting ready to go out to practice today and you know, get ready to prepare for Lafayette.
Do you expect to lose them for extended periods of time?
Peter, yes. Mario, I'll know more probably late in the week. He won't play this week, but I'll know more later in the week.
Okay, gotcha. Hey, Dave, I know Joe didn't have to throw the ball a lot, but, you know, it looked like he was really putting the ball on the money, in particular that touchdown pass to Deontay Cherry where it looked like he really had to put the ball in the right spot. Was that a play that, you know, that really looked good on film, and as you guys analyzed film of Joe's performance, were you pleased with what you saw?
Yeah, Joe played great. You know, I think, you know, he threw had a ball drop, threw a ball away, which was a really good decision, and he really had one bad throw in the game. So, you know, we didn't ask him to do a lot. You know, we were able to run the football and had a bunch of explosive plays. You know, it would have been nice, you know, for him and for Jamie to connect on that touchdown pass that was dropped. But, you know, that's the way it goes, and you move on. You know, he ran the ball extremely well. I think you'll see that part of his game grow over time. He's going to be a very effective runner. He's going to be a very effective player in terms of where we can stress the defense formationally and create an extra guy and have him run the ball. I think that'll be advantageous for us. But, you know, he threw it well. He's thrown it great in training camp and had a huge third down, 7th, 3rd, and 8th conversion on the first drive to keep it alive and, you know, really got us off, set the tone for the game to go 10 plays, 76 yards, score a touchdown. You know, I think that gave everybody great confidence and great momentum. And you know, again, I look for him to have a great week of practice and to go out and play really well up at Lafayette.
Thanks, Dave. See you tomorrow.
All right, Kev.
Dave, certainly a tremendous performance of the return of Wes Hills. 19 carries, 212 yards, 2 touchdowns. Talk about how great it was to have him back in his effort on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, Wes is a fantastic player and a fantastic person. He's one of our captains as an underclassman. You know, I think he brings an incredible amount to the table for us from an energy perspective, enthusiasm. You know, I think you watch the tape, you're going to understand he's a very physically talented player, big, fast, explosive. But the other things that he does in our locker room and in our program are probably equal to or greater than his ability on the field. And to have him back is a gigantic boost for our program. Not only on the field, but in the locker room. So I'm really excited about having him back. Jalen Randolph was back, ran the ball really well. All the primary runners in the game averaged over 5.5 yards a carry, you know, which is certainly winning football. And you know, we're thrilled to have him back and you know, try to keep him healthy and keep him going.
With all the big numbers you put up on the offensive side, it was easy to sort of overlook a dominant effort from your defense, limited Delaware State to 35 yards rushing, 184 yards overall. You forced 6 turnovers. Talk about what impressed you on that side of the ball.
Well, I think, you know, we're going to be able to close space. We're big and fast. You know, the guys tackled really well, and they were really ball disruptive. You know, I think we got a lot of guys who can play. We're going to play 20, 21 guys in the game. Every week, and this week we were even able to play a few more. All the non-redshirt guys were in, and you know, so we're pleased with that. But we're gonna roll guys in. We think we have 6 linebackers who can play, 8 D linemen, and you know, 7 or 8 secondary players. So they all play in different packages. They all have rotations, and they've all played really well through training camp, and certainly played well on Thursday night. So we're looking forward to getting up there next Saturday, and playing absolutely as fast and physical as we can on defense, and probably doing a little bit more blitzing, a little bit more movement, those types of things, so that you know, we can let the kids try to be even a little bit more disruptive than they were.
All right, Dave, congratulations again on the win over Delaware State. Good luck Saturday against Lafayette, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.